is
Up.
Up?
Up.
Up for Grabs, a podcast where three unfiltered friends talk about anything and everything. And now, here are your hosts, Tracy, Kim, and Rachel.
Welcome to Up for Grabs. I'm Rachel. I'm here with my old friends, Kim.
Hello.
And Tracy.
Hello.
And I mean old because we've been friends for, what, 15 years?
At least.
Yeah, longer than that now, I think. I think we're at 16 or 17. I want credit.
Okay. Well, I felt every bit of those years. But I'm saying old friends also because today we're discussing aging.
Yep.
But it's going to be fun, you guys. It's going to be really fun. It's an uplifting show about how getting old is inevitable.
And doesn't suck.
And doesn't suck. Is that what we're going to go with?
It's, yep.
It depends on what we're talking about.
All right.
But all three of us watched a documentary. I found it on Amazon Prime. It's called The Passage of Time. It was done in 2014. And it was just like interviews with different aged people, having them talk openly about their perspectives on aging.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Although I do want to say that during the credits, I noticed that someone named Robert Brown edited it.
I saw that too. I'm like,
well, okay. I was like, is Rachel trying to get me for $3.99 to rent this? I
think we just got some royalties on that.
If that is the case, I want my money back. But
it wasn't my husband.
It.
But yes, okay. I saw that too. Good eye.
I'm not that old.
You must have been wearing your glasses when you were watching it. I think it's best to start. Well, first of all, I thought about the aging process. Well, I think about it every day when I pretend I don't need my glasses to see.
Yeah.
But I do. Because Tracy just had a birthday.
Yes. 72.
She doesn't look a day over 65. No, how old are you?
52.
She's 52, everyone. Did you receive the card that I sent you in the mail?
I did. Thank you. It was vulgar, but thank you.
I sent her what I deem to be a hilarious birthday card for someone that's getting older. Well,
it was funny.
Okay, let me restate. There's only like one person I could send that card to without that person being without any hard feelings, and it was Tracy. And so when I saw the card online, I was like, it spoke to me. I felt like I needed to send it to you. Do you want to share with?
No, it's a bad word.
It is?
Is it not?
No.
Well, go ahead.
It just said, happy birthday, you old slut.
Okay, slut's not really a bad word. Or maybe.
And we didn't go there, but the humor is that Tracy's not a slut. I mean, well, let's just put it out there. If she was, it wouldn't be funny. Not.
But you could send a card to Tracy like that, and it's not going to offend her.
Correct.
You could have said I was, and maybe I'd start dating. I don't know.
That is not who you want to date. Yeah. So you had your birthday, and it was good.
Yeah. Yep, it was good.
Okay.
Had to see two out of my three kids, okay. So all good.
All good. And then Kim, this coming year, 2022. It's a big year for you, Kim. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, I'll be turning 50 in 2022.
She's so young.
She's a baby.
I am young. I'm not, yes. Speaking of just age, and I'm going to do a quick shout out. Today is my husband and I's 26th wedding anniversary.
It's today.
Today is the day, November 4th. So
happy anniversary.
That
makes me feel old.
Yes.
So, yes, 20. And I was just a young pup when I was only 23 when
that
I got
is
married.
Young.
So young. So it's been a great 10 years, but yeah, 26.
26. That's impressive.
That's a joke. I joke. No.
But you know, when it comes to saying how long you've been married or something like that, that's a sense of pride. You know, like, I'm proud of that. But the higher the number, the older you are. I mean, you're giving away how old you are.
Yes. Heck yes.
So. But happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I knew it was in November, but I didn't know when. I actually thought of you the other day because, please, no judgment. You're going to judge. I started listening to Christmas music, and Harry Connick Jr. was one of my When My Heart Finds Christmas.
When My Heart Finds Christmas was my engagement song. Yes.
See, and I think of Kim and Joe, and I'm like, you know what? Their anniversary has to be sometime around here.
Aww. Yeah.
So I was thinking of you, me and Harry. Aww.
Thanks.
You're
and
welcome.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that?
You need to weigh in. If we're all giving our age, you need to weigh in.
We don't have to say how much we weigh, though, right?
No.
I didn't
weigh in on the issue, not weigh in.
Oh, thank God. I'm 51.
Yeah.
You were checking to see if I was going to... Sometimes I forget, though. And that's another thing about being old.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because my mom, it's a famous family story. My mom, on her 45th birthday, turns to the family and is like, I just can't believe I'm 44. And we all sat there for a minute. And finally somebody, I don't know who it was, I couldn't do the math, but somebody spoke up and was like, Mom, you're 45 today. And she's like, oh!
Yeah, I think unless it's a milestone you're approaching, it is. You can get confused on the time. Yeah, because really,
you just kind of forget.
It's just a day. So, yeah.
And I really think now, when I'm older and a mom, I feel like birthdays are more about my mom. You know, being the mom,
right?
Doing all the work. I feel like I should celebrate my mom on my birthday.
Yeah.
Because things were pretty simple for me. I mean, I don't know.
That's sweet.
Well, and my mom's sweet. Okay. And she's not 45 anymore. But
that would be really weird. But
actually, you know what? She this past year, she turned 80. So amazing. It's been a big year. Big years for everybody. So let's talk about this. How are you feeling about the aging process? Like, are you feeling it?
So you're talking about aging and not dying right now?
I don't want to talk about dying right now.
Okay. Aging?
I'd like to talk about, like, hey, how is it that you suddenly think, God, I think I'm getting old?
My hair is gray.
Okay.
And I have for several, it's been gray, going gray for 20 years.
Okay.
And it's about 85% gray now. Gray and white.
Yeah.
About twice a year, I color it. I let it grow out 4 inches and think, just go. Just quit.
Just stop.
Just stop. And then I go, too soon. Can't do it. I get it dye blonde again. And then I go through the whole process again.
Okay. So where are you in the process now?
The white isn't even taking the color anymore. So I need to figure out what the heck I'm going to do. I've probably got, that's all my hair.
You could gracefully go gray. You are one of the lucky ones that could.
I could, but you just look so much older.
You do silver look older. Fox.
You do that's look for older, men, not for women. That only works for men.
I don't know, but you've got enough blonde in your hair that I think that you could gracefully, where it's not like this, oh my gosh, what, you know, she could be coloring vibrant. Her hair for crying out loud. She looks 20
years old. I don't
want
to look like a handsome woman, and I feel like that's where I'm headed.
Oh, I don't think...
You know that term, you know?
No, I've never.
You never heard that, like, about it? Like a
no,
queenie, stately, handsome woman. Like it's not nice, I don't think.
Like no. Queen Elizabeth is a handsome woman.
Meaning that you're not pretty.
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that you have the profile to be a handsome woman. I think that you...
Thanks.
And I'm really being... If I thought that, Tracy, I would tell you.
Yeah.
Like, because I think that it really can make people look old.
Yeah.
But my hair, that's probably my biggest sign of aging that I feel.
Okay.
Or not feel. But go ahead.
Kim, what do you...
Like what's I guess I can relate it to, I clean houses for a living and I've done that probably, well, pretty full time the last 8 or 9 years, but probably been doing it about 12 or 13 years. And I would say in the last 2 years, I have felt a huge difference in how I feel. Yeah. And it's been very, very frustrating because when I clean, I'm like, I just go and I don't stop. And I don't consider myself like, I'm not one of those worker outers or like, that's my workout. That's my activity.
Yes.
And when you're Googling, you know, what are symptoms of arthritis, buying Aspirin cream, getting massages. And I feel like the biggest baby because I feel like, but I think it's my body saying, hey, you're not 35 anymore. You know, it's going to take a little bit more for you to recover. That's been a very, very frustrating part and the need of readers.
Yes.
Readers are super frustrating.
They are.
I'm a contact wearer, so it's not like I wear glasses to begin with, and I hate, you know, I have like 15 pairs of them.
Well, you can store them around just to make sure you have them when you need them.
Yeah.
I think I forgot, I was like on the border of needing them all the time, and I think we went on vacation, and I think the kids had to read me every menu.
Oh,
As if dining with Helen Keller. I was like, kids, what's the special today?
Feeling on it?
Do they have a braille? No. And they were mad. So I think that one thing that has been happening to me lately that I think, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. Well, I remember somebody, and maybe it was one of you, I don't know. Somebody told me a story, and it was probably when I was in my 30s, about either their mom or somebody like their mom's friend. They went out and about and like weren't looking and stepped off a curb. Kind of weird. Like they were just walking and whatever's going on below them.
Yeah.
And I thought, who would do that? That's good God. What's the matter with that person? And now I'm getting to the age that I feel like I'm the person that's going to step off the curb wrong and twist my ankle.
My sisters refer to me as, you're going to be one of those old people that falls all the time because I fall regularly. And
well, your equilibrium changes a lot.
When it does. Older. You do?
Yes.
Like where?
Like, okay, my floor's dark brown, and so is one of my dogs. And this was like, a month ago, and
why
I said,
am I laughing?
I got up from the table, and I didn't see that she was laying right next to me because she matches the floor. Anyway, I didn't pick my foot up. I was a little shuffly, and I felt like straight flat to my face. And Alex was in the kitchen, and she turned around. Of course, her first instinct is to think I've had a heart attack because I'm face down
like,
on the floor.
Yeah, like, why?
And she screams, Mom! We're both laughing hysterically because she was like, what happened? I'm like,
the dog jumped
no clue.
Out.
I just went down. Or like, my kids have forbidden me from getting on a stepladder because I've fallen off of it twice in the past year.
What? You shouldn't get on a stepladder.
Like, I try to like change a light bulb or do something up a little bit higher. And then for some reason, the transition when I step backwards.
I know. I feel like that you
down,
feel like you're
just
off kilter.
And I can't stop the fall. There's no graceful grabbing.
I had no idea. I'm going to get you a life alert for Christmas.
I know. So I'm a faller. And so I'm not allowed to do anything when
she's a fall
there.
Risk.
She needs a brace. Alert bracelet.
She needs a bracelet. She is a fall risk.
Isn't that weird?
Well, and for me, I haven't fallen off a curb yet. Yeah. I still see curbs. But walking through the landmine that is my front room with all the dog toys.
Yeah. You got to just start walking, looking down.
But I think when I was younger, my eyesight used, like, there must have been more peripheral. Like,
I think you were
see.
Quicker yeah. to see. Your instincts are quicker.
I think I'm just not paying attention either, though. You know, like, I feel like I could avoid some of this if I just...
Your mind's probably in a million different places, too.
If I paid attention to what I was doing.
Yeah, I'm klutzy, most definitely. When I'm in a hurry and you just don't, you know, I don't know.
Made me feel, I was like, oh my, I'm that lady now. I'm the fall risk.
You're the fall off the curb, lady.
I'm not, but it makes me feel better to know, of the three of us, you're more likely to fall than I am.
That's a real victory
I've
for
stumbled
you.
And tripped. It is. I mean,
I'm glad you can find joy in
I'm
that.
I'm grasping at straws. All I want to feel young. Okay, so what do we do to fight it? So what have you implemented in your life that you're like, you know what? No one's going to be able to figure out how old I am.
Okay, so skincare.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Let's go there.
I always had good skin as a kid, which I thought was great. Except for kids who grow up with good skin don't learn to take care of their skin, where teenagers who have bad skin have like a skincare regimen.
Yeah.
And they stick to that.
I mean, Clearasil and Noxzema.
And then it helps them.
Well, that was back in the day, but now there's probably like four or five step
So they're
program.
Way ahead of the game.
So now the people that I went to high school with that had bad skin, they look younger, and the people that had good skin look older because we all just went about and put baby oil on and laid out in the sun and did all that, and then now we have sun damage, and they don't because they had to take care of their skin. It's like a reverse trick, but good for them that they're winning.
Yeah.
And I carry some extra weight. It's a secret that I keep to myself. But the wrinkles don't show up as bad. My skinny friends, sorry about you guys, but like showing a lot
more. Oh, when people lose a lot of weight, I think the first thing you notice is that it ages them tremendously.
Yes.
Because it makes their
skin
look.
Their skin sags.
Their skin sags, yeah.
But I have started taking a little bit better care of my skin. I try to wash
it. What do
you do?
Oh,
three times
really?
A week. I don't know. Skincare oil, that's new to me. I'd never knew that you could put oil on your skin, and I like the way it feels. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will give
you. Yeah, oil's a really.
I'll send you a link.
A big thing, yeah.
It's a big thing. But hands. Hands are what shows age the most.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've got
neck.
My hands
neck shows,
are old hands.
That's called turtleneck. I mean, you need a turtleneck.
Or a gobbler.
I don't know. That's
Thanksgiving's just around the corner.
Yeah, that's
I think
a bad
this
one
gives away your age, but you're right. Hands give away
hands
your age.
Even more.
Hands give away
you
your
could
age.
Have this
I
tucked
have
in.
Old hands.
You could have this tucked in. You could have this pulled up. I've got heavy eyelids that in another year I may not see. I don't know what's going to happen. It'll be a surprise for all of us.
Then you'll really
As
fall.
I age, though, they get bigger and bigger. I mean, like heavier.
Yes.
That's cute. I'm really selling it. But yeah, the skincare thing. I have some friends that do Botox and fillers and things like that. if it makes you feel better, do it. I don't know that it makes you look better, but if it makes you feel better, then you should do
it. Yeah, I think that they do it because it makes
I've people never, do that. Because do you know anyone that's done it? Like you think, oh my gosh, they look...
No, and I do know people that have done it, and I've never even... I hate my frown lines. I hate them. They've always been pronounced. I think I frowned a lot as a child.
Oh my gosh.
I think I just had that resting frown face. I don't know, but it really...
She was Debbie Downer.
I was. But no, I mean, I did do something that I never thought that I would do, and I don't really call it vain. I mean, I guess it was for me. It wasn't because I cared when I had my eyebrows microbladed, which was like one of the best investments I ever did. It's for me.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I like have eyebrows again.
Well, you can't tell, which is a good thing.
And you can, and the girl who did
look at her, you guys, you can't tell.
Everyone's
staring. Eyebrows by Beth Patterson. She's here on the South Side. Seriously.
When they say microblading, what exactly does that entail?
It was a little more than I thought it was going to be. As far as, I didn't like the sound. It sounded like somebody was like Velcroing, but it's just a little microblade that has so many little and it does. It cuts, but she did an amazing job.
She did.
Like, there was no downtime. There was no, it did hurt. Not, I mean, I wouldn't say terribly, but it did hurt.
Right.
But no, she did a great job. And I think that's the only thing that I would do. I mean,
is that the same as tattooing? Like, is it a tattoo?
I mean, it's a semi-permanent tattoo. Okay. So I had it done in 6 to 8 weeks. You go for a fill-in and then maintenance is like a year and a half, like one time a year and a half, where you just go and then they just kind of color in the spots that kind of fade.
Well, I have so, a lot of eyebrows. So
you
do. That's one thing that I don't have. I probably should get them plucked every once in a while. I don't know.
Yeah, I could stand to do that. What are you going to, if you could do something, what would you do? Yeah. Like, I would get my eyelids fixed.
But your eyelids could be fixed because of insurance. I know somebody that had that heaviness, and I think if they measure and they go, so, you know, like where they can affect your
right
line of vision,
right,
you can get them lifted. And it's not like a big deal.
Yeah.
So
call that insurance company right away.
If you do eyelid surgeries, you can be let featured on the podcast. Okay.
I don't know what I would do. I mean, I love to use all the different face creams kind of like all at the same time.
Right.
Thinking that if I mix them all together, I don't know. I
know.
I use one and I think it's going to solve my problems and then I don't look any different. So I buy a different one.
Correct. Same here. I think I don't really have a skin regimen. No. I mean, I don't.
I chase it. I have.
Okay. It's that's willy-nilly. The project for like next year. Start with
to skin find hair. Skin regimen.
Because it's only going to get worse.
I know.
So
yeah. Preserve and I'm sure my right sun now. Damage. Yeah. Okay.
That's the fact, sister.
I'm not ready for all this truth talk that you're throwing at me. It's only going to get worse.
Okay. Well, it is. Do you think it's going to get better?
I don't know.
You think your skin was going to be less saggy as you aged?
No, I was just going to walk around like this. I don't know.
That is a little trick.
What?
Why am I not doing it when the camera's right here?
What?
Oh, like
people, celebrities, if you see them in pictures, they always have their hand right here.
To cover the neck?
Well, I think gosh, they're covering that, but they still don't like it. The rest of the show, I'll be sitting like this.
Well, this right here is...
It's unforgiving.
Very, very hereditary. Mm-hmm. And I blame my mom's side of the family.
Let's start passing around the blame.
I'm going to blame. And I'm telling you...
I think it should come up at Thanksgiving.
Well, gobble, gobble.
Airing of the grievances at Thanksgiving.
But it is one of those things where my girls are relentless with me and I'm really throwing them under the bus right
Please
now.
Please do.
But anytime I'm on my phone and I'm looking down, I'm not going to do it because I don't want it to draw attention to myself. They will take pictures of me and circle it. Mom has four chins.
I have seen some of the pictures and it is pretty funny though.
It is.
Horrible.
They're cyberbullying you.
They are. I'm calling Maddie, listen. So okay. Right there, Maddie. That's exactly.
Well, shame on you, Maddie.
But it's just... I mean, it's part of aging. I don't know what, like, I don't,
yeah.
Do you guys, I don't lose sleep over it.
No. I don't really care that much.
I don't really care that much either. I mean,
like,
either.
I would like to look my best version of me.
Yeah,
correct. That wouldn't be horrible, but I don't want to try to look like I did 20 years ago. Like, it's not going to happen.
I don't foresee myself ever getting Botox or ever.
I'm not opposed necessarily, but I'm not.
Somebody said, let me do a couple here for free. Let me try
it. But I don't think it would look better than. No. It would look less movement. I don't know that looks better.
Yeah.
So
no, I
agree. Again, if somebody wants to and it makes them feel better, have at it. But I don't know that it makes you look younger. It just makes you look smoother.
I agree.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I would do to fight it any more than just all the stupid creams that I keep buying. Now, when you said face oil, I'm like, oil? Let me add that to the concoction. I'm thinking I probably should be careful what I'm mixing.
That's the one step you're missing.
Well, I don't think I feel like I need to add anything else to that. So in the documentary that we watched about aging, it was talking about, and I know this is true, mm-hmm. but it still kind of made me mad. The best way to fight aging is with a positive attitude and to refocus.
That's stupid. No, I'm just kidding.
But all these,
I believe that.
But it makes me mad.
Why?
Because I never have a positive attitude about anything. And now I got to be positive about
aging. You do sometimes.
Aging?
I mean, yeah, you do.
Out of the three of us, though, Rachel does see things more half empty.
Yes, you're right.
And that's not a bad thing.
I'm Eeyore. I really am.
But I don't think that you are walking around like, woe is me.
No.
Life is terrible. But you tend to
kind of
just
realist.
Be like, ugh. Yeah.
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 It's just, yeah.
You are. You're a realist.
Yeah, that's true.
But all these people were saying, you know, embrace. And now I do get this. Embrace what you can do and don't focus on what your age is limiting you doing. So like you shouldn't focus on stepladders.
Right. No, I'll just wait and have somebody else do it. I mean, that's okay.
Know your limitations.
Know my limitations.
Embrace them.
It's hard to do.
I think a lot of the people that they talked to on that documentary, I love the older ladies. I mean, they did. And they seemed like they were just positive energy. But I think it's unrealistic, especially as you age. And I think relatively we're young still.
Right.
I'm talking like when you hit the 80 mark. I think it's unrealistic that you're going to wake up every morning and be, woo, when you have maybe your spouse pass away or loved ones or that you're battling something because of aging and you're looked differently at society. I just think it's hard to, you really have to work at it.
Well, and one thing that the little old man at the very beginning, I wrote this down because it hit me because I've kind of felt it like this, but I didn't have words for it. But he was saying he's 80 years old and he was one of the very with it guys. He was the one that played tennis. He's very with it.
Yeah.
He said that he fits in less with the world.
Yeah, and I get there's that. So much change.
I feel like the world's going by, but I don't even have the interest anymore. Does that mean I'm getting old? Like I was like, I don't feel like I fit in with what's popular culture, you know?
And that's, I'm kind of opposite where I think I'm super, no, that's not what I meant by opposite. But it is, I keep up on pop culture, on technology.
You do.
I do. I don't know if I'm doing it for myself or if I'm doing it to stay relevant with my kids and their friends. Like, I'm never trying to be the cool mom. Like, you know, I don't want to be their friend and whatever, but they get mad because I say I don't want to be their friend and they all say that I'm their best friend. I'm like, I'm not your friend. But I don't want to feel like that guy did. It's part of it. And not that I think I want to be the center or the, I don't know what it is, but I want to have something to talk to them about that's interesting and relevant. Like, I don't ever want them to think, oh, God.
We can't even talk about this because she won't know what I'm talking about.
It's the first Tuesday of the month. I've got to call mom and hear her tell the same stories. I don't know what she's going to say.
Yeah.
And my parents both died young. My dad was 62 and my mom was 70. And so I don't know. I can't picture myself getting old, like really old.
Yeah, because I didn't see them get old.
And there was some good in them dying young in that I never saw them get really old.
Yeah.
Like they never, you know, they both died relatively quickly once they got sick. So I never saw them really sick or really frail or, I mean, you know, somewhat because you're sick. But I didn't see them like spend 10 years in a nursing home or, you know, struggling to think of words to say to me or whatever. You know what I mean? Like there was never that relationship.
Right.
So there's a gift in them dying young in that because my memories are all of them being very vital and alive. So.
Yeah. Well, and I think another point that was made in the documentary, which is totally true, is that age is really, it's a number, but it's one of those things. Like my dad died when he was 69. You would have thought he was 85. The way he treated his body came out and he looked and moved like he was 20 years older than what he was.
And especially if you're dealt a bad hand of like health.
Well, he had health issues, but maybe that's a bad hand, but he also did nothing to stop it. But
it was a different time.
It was a different time. Who needs to take care of yourself? But it is true. I feel as though you can be 80 and feel like and move like you're 55 if you take care of yourself and have some good genes. And, you know,
I'd consider very, very lucky. My parents are both 72. Well, my dad will be 72 here in December. And I swear I look at them as 50-year-olds. I mean, yes, they look older, but they fight aging harder than it. And I consider myself so lucky that they, I wouldn't say that it's the same old boring story. My dad tries to keep up on pop culture a little more than my mom does. But it's still funny, but they try. And I can tell a lot. They try really hard to want to know what's going on and be interested in what kids are doing now and stuff. And I understand where they have to feel at some points old.
Right.
Like, oh, I just like, what? Like, my dad just got set up on Venmo. And not that he knew how to do
Tinder.
It.
I was like, what's happening?
I'm going to send him a request. But I think that's something that you feel like, I don't know, like that it was frustrating kind of a little bit for him to get it set up.
Right.
And that, you know, I don't look at my dad as old, but that made me feel like, oh, you know, like I've got to help him do this type thing. But they fight it. I mean, I had two grandmas, one that lived to 100 and one that lived to 90, and they fought it.
Well, you're going to live to be 150 then with those genes. My God.
And I pray and hope that that's, you know, I want to live a really, really long time, but I want it to be a really, in this documentary, you want it to be a good 90. You know, like if you're at 90, you want to be at a good 90.
Well, and the people in the documentary, those older ladies that you're saying how much you loved, they were in excellent health as far as I could tell.
I know. It's like they really didn't pick anybody that really was really, really struggling.
Yeah. Except that little old man in the wheelchair.
He was like 101, though.
Yeah, but he was really old.
No, I think he really been doing was. Better.
Yeah.
He was, come on, Rachel. He was upright at 101. What do you want, him tap dancing? Singing Yankee Doodle? You know what?
If he had a better attitude, maybe he'd be out of that wheelchair. One of the other points that they brought up in the documentary that I think is totally true, and I'm struggling, I need you guys to help me with, is that I do believe that you can fight aging with always having, learning something new, or having hobbies that take up your time, like having interests. Yep. That's an act.
You do that a lot already. More than most people I know.
I think you, more than most people I know, too.
You do self-improvement activities more than most people
I know. Well, I'm not trying to self-improve. I do.
You coach and play tennis, or what's that other? What else did you play recently with your father-in-law?
Oh, pickleball. So, yeah, very fun.
I think I want to play pickleball.
Oh, I play with you.
Okay.
It's fun.
But you did that. I was like, you're doing what? You know, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go do this. Okay. But you took your writing workshop.
I did.
You started this podcast. I mean, that's a lot of things you do to...
Okay, well, then I'm done.
You're done.
Not going to do any more.
All right.
I have a very difficult time with that because I don't consider myself to have any real hobbies.
Well, here's the thing.
Napping.
I mean, and you're good at it.
And when you're good. I am not.
That's what's going to make me live a long time. I'm telling you right now.
Well, rest is important. And I know. People don't do it.
I know.
I mean, you joke, but it really is important.
No, it is.
I'm good at rest too. But I think one thing that made me jealous, and maybe I'm going to have to, since I'm just so active.
Right.
That old man, the other old man, was playing the flute at the end.
I know.
I need to learn how to.
No,
I need
you're not
to,
playing the flute.
I don't want to learn to play the flute. I want to learn to play the drums. And I've always.
I want to learn to play the piano.
We could join. We could
start a band.
Okay, I'm just going to do the triangle or something easy.
Cowbell.
Cowbell.
You could be the singer.
Ooh.
I do have a guitar in my room that I said I was going to teach myself to play through YouTube videos, and I haven't done that yet either.
That hasn't happened?
No. So I'll do the guitar because I'm not going to go buy a piano. I'll learn to play the guitar.
Okay.
Well, at least one song.
Because I feel like people that are musical.
Oh, I know.
Don't age.
I know.
As much. Like, I think music does keep you young, and I don't know why.
I'm a singer, too, so.
She's a triple threat.
All talents we're hearing.
Neither of you going to come and say, yes, you are. That's rude.
You're wonderful.
Kim sings well.
Kim does.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that I'm a good singer, but I think you're a good singer when you sang the
Wildfire?
Well, not that other song, I've Never Been to Me or
okay,
whatever.
That, we're not talking about that anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that we need to start some sort of fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any. We were talking about this as a family because I was having one of those days where I was down on myself. Like, I don't have any hobbies. I don't really have any gifts. Like, I'm bored. Like, what can I, you know, and that kind of, I don't know. Podcasting has been, this has been
fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it. And
you're also a gifted kickball coach. I don't know why you're.
Well, I do coach kickball. I do. Okay.
Yes. Come on.
No, I do. I do that. But
that counts.
It does. Because you have to be around kids. And some people don't like that.
Yeah. As long as they're not my own.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm good. So. Yeah.
Well, then I think we maybe as one thing that we could do as homework assignments is think of things that we've always kind of maybe wanted to know more about or do, such as what was the instrument? Your guitar.
Correct.
And maybe we could start bothering each other to remember to do that because like maybe by Christmas.
Because you bother me about the podcast. I mean, I get texts that say you need to watch this or you need to have these many questions or do this or that.
And you never do it.
No, but you still bother me about it.
She's very prepared
today.
You still
bother me about the guitar.
We were on time.
Yes. Tracy is really prepared today. And to reward her for that, I'm going to give her an open mic talk time to really hit the highlights of things she wanted to.
Things I wrote down.
Yeah, because I'm going to reward you.
All right, hold on. I have to shift which part of my progressive lenses I look at to look at my phone.
Another thing of age, another sign of aging.
The top part is for the TV, the middle part is for my computer, and the bottom part is for reading my phone. So,
but how are you going to put your hand up by your neck and read?
It's
your
a phone? Lot of it's a lot happening here, folks. And I've got to not get the gray, so I'm going to put the blonde. God. Okay, hold on here.
Put your hand away from your mouth.
No, it's covering my chins. My biggest thing with aging is being concerned. My biggest fear is that I've told my kids enough, you know?
Yeah.
That I've done enough in the event that I'm not old. That's important to me. I think I have. I think they're amazing people. Like, I feel like if I died today, it wouldn't be my preference, but I don't feel like, oh my gosh, but I didn't teach them how to do this or that. They know how to be kind. Everything else they can learn in a book. So, you know, recipes,
so you're not leaving, unsaid.
No, that's one thing I learned with my parents, and that's probably what's kept me from feeling old and from fearing getting old, is I say, I'm not unfiltered in the sense that I say whatever I want, whenever I want, because I don't, well, sometimes I was rude.
Really?
I was going to say I'm not rude, but sometimes I am. But I say what I feel regularly.
Oh, and, I do too. I don't hold anything back.
And I've never.
And that's fun being old because you can like do that.
You can for sure do that.
Get away with it.
I mean, we've all had the older relative that just is unfiltered and it's hilarious.
I love that.
I do too.
I'm always very open with my feelings. If I care about you, you know it. If I don't, you might know that too. But I've never had a problem making friends that way. And if you didn't like me.
Okay.
I kind of assume there's something wrong with you, and that's a character flaw on your part. But I don't like worry about it. You know what I mean? I don't think, well, why didn't that group of people like me? I'm like, well, okay, because I'm not going to change.
No,
you know, I'm not going to make a bunch of hoops that I'm going to jump through to be their friend. So why would I spend my time trying that? You know, just go find some other people or some other things. Because I don't get a lot of validation from the outside world. I get it from my kids and my siblings somewhat, but more just if I want to do it, I do it. And I'm a bigger critic on myself than anyone else could be. So it doesn't matter if the outside world doesn't like it.
So is this advice that you're giving to your younger self or to your kids?
I think so, yes.
Okay, let's keep going with that.
Yeah. One thing that I think makes me feel youthful is that I have received so many hugs in my life that I really think it matters. I figured this out once I moved here because my kids weren't all living with me anymore. And I figured out that I was in a major hug deficit a couple of months into living here because they also were in games and had friends over and all the time. And I averaged probably a minimum of 15 hugs a day for over 20 years.
Oh my God, that's a lot of hugs.
Because my kids would hug me several times a day, and then their friends, you know, games, I was a hugger. Zach would always say, hug my mom, she's so squishy, you're gonna love it. Not the biggest vote of confidence, but he wasn't wrong, and his friends did love hugging me. But I totaled that up, and that's like 100,000 hugs over 20 years. I think that is a lot of positive energy. And I mean physical energy, not just like sending out positive energy. I mean like physical energy.
Endorphins.
Yes, that was generated. That makes me feel younger. Like physically, I feel probably 65. I know that sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. I have joint issues. I have back issues, you know.
But if you have more hugs.
I'm tired, you know. I don't think hugs are going to fix that. But mentally, I don't feel that old.
Yeah.
Mentally, sometimes I feel, I don't even know how old. I don't know how to gauge it.
I know.
Like 45, I don't, 40, I don't know.
I was going to say 18.
Oh,
I was going to say my maturity level, 18. I'm probably like 25 or 30. But maturity wise.
Yeah, I'm a 12-year-old boy, yeah, humor wise.
I certainly do not feel that way. Yeah.
No.
Not, yeah.
No, not at all. So I don't know where that all calculates in there, but it mattered to me to say it.
I think that scientists need to get a hug to age ratio, like saying, like, you know, you can take 10 minutes off your life if you had 100,000 hugs.
I believe that's true.
Yeah, I need more hugs.
Did I say off your life? I meant on your life.
Yeah, you did. And I thought, well,
you're going to die.
Off me pretty quickly then. let me see what else. I don't know.
Kim, did you have any advice for your younger self? Or to your children that you'd like to, impart?
I don't know if I have a lot of wisdom about growing older. I took away from the documentary that the older that people got, the less afraid they were of dying. And fun fact, my biggest phobia is death. And
it's a fun fact.
Not fun fact, but it that could be a whole nother podcast,
and we can.
It takes up a lot of my mind space. It when I have anxiety and when I'm nervous, and in this documentary really made me think, what about death scares me? And it's not when you're dead, you're dead. That doesn't scare me. I have a faith where I feel like that there is something better,
sure,
on the other side, and that helps me. But I think how I will die, if I will suffer, what I will miss out on, there is something that really keeps me scared of death. And I don't know. I really don't know why.
So you're not, because when I think of like being afraid, it's just because obviously you don't know what's going to happen, like the second after you're like, this body isn't work,
right?
What's going to happen? So in that sense, I get the anxiety, but you're actually worried about how?
She's afraid of dying, not death.
I am afraid of dying, yes.
Oh, I didn't make that.
I'm not afraid of either.
And I wish so badly. No, and I know this documentary, they picked what they wanted you to see, and they picked. But I loved hearing, I hope when I'm 85, 90, and death is, you know, maybe who knows how long you've got, I hope that I have that. You'd think that I feel like I have a strong enough faith that what I believe, I hope to be true, that would take that fear away.
I think it will as you age.
But I just have this overwhelming, it doesn't affect, I don't know, anyways, that's a whole nother topic, but I don't know why it has so much control over me.
Okay. Well, I think it's just because you don't have any control over it. Control is the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have that kind of,
I just solved
because
that.
Because my philosophy on afterlife has changed some, where I used to, I don't know what I think is honestly true. I don't know if I believe that I'm going to be reunited with my parents and everyone. I don't know if
all
I believe
unknown.
That
it's
I
just
can
faith.
See. You know, I don't. Like before, I used to really think that. Now I think I don't know how much it matters if I think that anymore. Like,
yeah, it really.
I'm more concerned with what's here and what I'm doing here, and what I'm leaving behind, which is my kids. You know.
Yeah.
And all that money. Just kidding. I don't have any money. I don't know why I said that, but I think there's some comfort in that, in accepting not knowing, if that makes sense.
Yes. Like, I don't fear looking older. I don't fear that my body's going to get older. I mean, it is what it is. There's not a vein bone in my body. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm going to fight it. I almost feel like, and we talked about this a little bit, turning 50, and I know this is so cliche, and like, I almost feel like, hey, I got my stride. Like, I really got it. Like, I'm past my 20s and 30s. raising your kids when it's super hard and you're in the trenches, that's over. Like, I am looking forward to like the next chapter.
Yes. Right.
Like, bring on the grandbabies, like bring yes. on retirement, bring on that. And I just, maybe I just fear that I won't get that.
Oh
yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I don't know. So anyways.
Well, the only thing that I thought about for advice for my kids, or to my younger self, was stop with the perms. I wish
your
someone,
hair looks very healthy right now, though.
My hair has always been healthy, but not when I was getting my perms.
I know we all.
You just have regrets, like, so you don't want to stop because it did any damage. You just don't like the photographic evidence.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that was just the era we lived in. If you lived in the 80s and you didn't have a perm.
You didn't have to get one, though. It wasn't a rule.
I only got one time.
Oh, God, I got them all the time.
And my hair was down to my butt, so it didn't look yeah. like a perm.
And my only other piece of advice to my younger self or to my kids is that no one's really watching what you're doing. So quit being so self-conscious. Nobody cares. They're all looking at what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is such good advice. Nobody cares.
No one's looking.
And if they do look because of social media... Yeah. It's a split second. You're yes. forgotten about by the time you click on the next TikTok.
Because they're yeah. all about themselves. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So if I just would have known that no one was looking and no gosh. One cared, I would have done
life
a lot more things.
Life would have been so much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, take the chances. Try new things.
I mean, it is cliche, but it is the honest to God's truth.
It is.
It yeah. is.
But you can't convince a 13-year-old of that.
No, you can't.
Oh, they're all looking.
Everybody's looking.
They're taking notes.
They're going to make fun of me. They're going to do this and that. They might make fun of you and then they won't. And then who cares?
I want to wrap up the passage of time and our talk about aging with the quote that I really loved from the documentary. It's called Passage of Time. It said that disappointments and victories all impact who we become and helps us make the imprint that we leave behind.
Nice.
That is nice.
So it's to embrace things that don't go well. And the things that do.
Well, that makes us who we are.
Yeah.
We're making an imprint.
I always admit I'm a hot mess, and I really think I've done a lot of good. So
there you go.
There you go.
So you're living
like
it.
Both of
you're
us
already are, living it.
I'm already living it. I'm good with it.
Anybody else have any final thoughts they'd like to share about being old, getting old? You good?
I'm good. Hope I do. I mean, at least a little bit.
Yeah. I don't have, yeah.
Well, I hope that everyone can... think of something that they would like to do to keep their mind active. We're going to start a band. Stay tuned for that.
Yep, for grabs, jamboree.
Would we be more like a folk music, or would we be like heavy, like death metal? What would we do? Because death metal, you don't have to know how to play as well sometimes if you go real fast.
How about funk?
Oh, we funk? Could. We all have different ideas.
We could get the funk out.
The funk,
I think
the funk folk,
funky folk.
Oh, we're starting a new genre. Here we go. Well, that's going to keep us young. No, I hope that you find something else to do with your time and embrace the time that you have and appreciate what you can do. Yep. And we will see you next time on Up for Grabs. Yep. Thanks for joining us. Bye.